mobile.
Echo 4 GED, is that correct? Golf Echo Delta. K4WCL here. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, John.
Charlie Lima, this is Kilo Romeo 4 Golf Echo Golf. This is Scott. How are you doing?
Echo Golf. Good afternoon, Scott. Nice to meet you. Jumped in the truck here. I'm in northern Pickens County. You may have a hard time copying me. I'm not far from the repeater. I just have Pinnacle Mountain between me and Caesar's Head.
I travel up in that area very often, so I understand the difficulties with that geography. I'm down here around Pelham area, going to pick up my son from a church retreat.
Good. Hopefully he had a good time. We're heading into Pickens, going to get a little lunch and maybe stop by Walmart. Nothing too heavy here for a Sunday. So where did your son go for his church retreat?
Yep. That's out on the side of Lake Hartwell. The church rents out the camp in the off season, and they do the whole thing there, and for the students retreat there, and they have a jam up time.
Here, I was rearranging a few things here in the truck, and the microphone fell to the floor, but I have it retrieved. Well, good. They probably had that pretty good storm come through yesterday afternoon. I know we were driving up here from the Atlanta area. We're recent retirees, and we've lived in Metro Atlanta for 40-plus years. And trying to make the upstate our full-time residence. We've had a house up here for 12 years. But we were coming up yesterday, and right after we crossed over into South Carolina on US 123, boy, we hit some really bad thunderstorms. So I would imagine those storms probably went through the campsite. Were they tent camping, or were they in, like, cabins, a little bit more substantial structures?
So it should be, they should be pretty well secured. And I know that the camp is somewhere off of 123, so that's... You're probably right with them getting hit with those storms if you were coming down 123.
It was pretty white knuckle ride there for, I guess, until we got through Walhalla, and then it started to lighten up. But anyway, you got a fairly new call sign there. How long have you had your license, and how long have you, or are you enjoying the hobby so far?
Now about maybe a month and a half or so, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. It's a lot of fun.
I agree. I've been a ham for, I don't know, 28 years. I still enjoy it a lot. I fell out of the hobby, like a lot of people do, about 15 years ago, but got back into it around 2014 and grew up around ham radio. My dad was a ham. How did you become interested in the hobby?
Through and through, and it's always been something I've been interested in and wanted to do, and it's just with the kids and everything, never had the time or the money or anything, and now my kids are in college and leaving the house, and we're almost an empty nest, just the one left. So time is becoming more available and stuff, and I just finally dove in.
XS. Hello there. Oh, God. I'm trying to think your name here. Dave. Hope you're doing well. And And yeah, it's a good hobby. I've enjoyed it. I've met a lot of great people like Dave, helpful people, and a lot has changed in ham radio since I used to listen on my dad's old equipment back in the 60s. But anyway, let me see what Dave is up to today. Dave, I'm talking to Scott, KR4GEG, I believe is his call. Go ahead, Dave.
For a few minutes there. Today is Sunday, vacuum the house day, and get caught up on the stuff from the week. Hey, I knew that was your melodious tones, John. You know. See, the question is, it's not that if you're enjoying ham radio, is are the other people enjoying you on ham radio? John. Go ahead, Scott.
Question that needs to be asked. Are people enjoying me on ham radio?
Nice talking to you here, Scott. I think this is the first time we've talked. To answer Dave's question, that's very debatable. You know, the people that talk to me are usually the ones that don't know me. But every day is vacuum the house day at my house, Dave. With that big old German Shepherd we have. Yeah. But I cheat. I use robot vacs. And as long as you vacuum every day, they do pretty good. So, Dave, I'm wondering, I think the last time I talked to you, you were on your way to do a little music gig. I wonder how that went the other night. I'm trying to think what day that was, probably about a week ago, because we've been back in Georgia all week. We just got back up here today.
Oh, that must have been last Sunday, a little birthday party thing. Yeah, that went pretty good. The one yesterday was a little disastrous because we had PA issues. The drummer owns the PA and really doesn't know how to run it. Well, anyway, that's a story for another day. But, yeah, no, there's a good group on here, Scott. You know, we all know each other and we all break each other's chops a little bit. And it's a friendly group, you know, chime in anytime kind of thing, you know, just... The only thing, I'm going to be the old fart right now. I've had my license since 1988, so I've been around ham radio for a little bit. So the only thing I would suggest is just listen before you speak kind of thing and just, you know, observe the, the do's and don'ts on the repeater and stuff. That's all. You know, we don't use 10 codes here and all that kind of happy nonsense. You know, just talk, just plain talk. That's it.
That's what I try to do. Sometimes a little bit of Roger and stuff like that just comes out. I'm not trying to do it out of being radio speak. It's just natural conversation. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, no, you know, a Roger once in a while is fine. You know, like I say, it's just radio etiquette, that's all. You know, I've heard people on here, you know, they'll get in and they'll ask for a radio check every time they come on a repeater, and it's just not necessary. You know, if you can hear the machine 99 times out of 100, the machine can hear you, you know, and it's just, that's the way the repeaters operate. They should be fairly well balanced. If you're hearing the machine full scale, that means the machine should be hearing you on the input full scale or pretty close to it. Unless there's a problem at the site. I mean, you don't know. But generally, that's it. Just, yeah, radio etiquette, that's all. Just be kind, be polite, that's all, you know. Keep the nonsense kind of conversations off the air, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Scott, what he's really saying is, don't talk to me. And then you'll keep the nonsense conversations off the air. Well, my best advice to new hams, and I give this advice to almost every new ham, is three pieces of advice. Number one, be yourself. Number two, don't be afraid to ask questions, because we were all, every one of us was a new ham at some point in time. So don't be afraid to ask questions. And the third piece of advice I always give people is enjoy the privileges you have. You know, I know a lot of new hams I got to upgrade to general. I got to become an extra. Yeah, all that comes in due time. But enjoy the privileges you have because there's a lot of things. And I don't, you may be a general, you may be an extra. But if you're a technician, there's still a lot of things you can do as a technician. So enjoy it. And remember that license you have is a license to learn.
And John's right. Don't talk to John.
Understood. Hey, let me jump off of here for a few minutes and go fish my kid out of this pool of children that just got off the bus. And I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, I'm going to be out of here in a few minutes myself. John, what are you doing? Where are you?
Sweet Scott, I probably won't be in here too much longer. We're just coming into the outskirts of downtown Pickens. And I misspoke, Dave. We didn't get back today. We got in yesterday about 4 o'clock, so we've been here almost 24 hours now. The wife came down from putting the wall paint on, and she was talking, what are we going to have for lunch, talking about making a club sandwich. That all sounded like too much work. I was like, let's go down to Pickens and go hit some fast food. So we're in search of lunch.
My wife has currently got soup on the stove. She's making chicken soup from scratch, grandma style. Yeah, she got the ruble soup. She takes the flour, makes the little rubles that go on top. It's really good. Anyway, let me get back to this. I will catch you later. I want to catch up with you a few things on the phone that you might be interested in. And, when you get designated back at the house, give me a buzz later.
We shall chat. But right now, the wife has... Whoa! I got some idiot on a motorcycle, and he almost got creamed trying to pass me. I'm in the left lane, and he tried to pass me in the left lane. I'm not really sure he knows what he's doing, but we got to decide where we're headed to. So, 7-3, Dave. Good to hear you in there. K4WCL.
All right, John, have a good day. K4WCL, KB2HXS, 73. We'll catch you later.